This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected Republicans' latest effort to change the outcome of the presidential election. The Republicans' lawsuit sought to reverse the state of Pennsylvania's certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election. The court, without comment, refused to call into question the certification process in Pennsylvania. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf already has certified Biden's victory over President Donald Trump, and the state's 20 electors are to meet on December 14th to cast their votes for the former vice president. In any case, Biden won 306 electoral votes, so even if Pennsylvania's results had been in doubt, he still would have more than the 270 electoral votes needed to become president. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives has approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill. The approval defies a veto threat from President Trump and could possibly set up a showdown with the president in his final days in office. The 335-78 vote in favor of the $731 billion defense measure came hours after the president renewed his threat to veto the bill unless lawmakers clamped down on the social media companies he claims were biased against him during the election. President Trump also wants Congress to strip out a provision of the defense bill that allows renaming of military bases that now honor Confederate leaders. President-elect Biden is pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open up most of the nation's schools during his first 100 days as president. More stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The injection watched around the world. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan was the first in the UK's COVID-19 vaccine program to receive the shot on Tuesday. The program is part of an unprecedented global effort to try to end the coronavirus pandemic. Keenan, who is a retired shop clerk from Northern Ireland who turns 91 next week, was at the front of the line to receive the vaccine that was approved by British regulators last week. The UK is the first Western country to deliver a broadly tested and independently reviewed vaccine to the general public. Hong Kong police arrested 8 activists in connection with a July protest on Tuesday. It's the latest in a widening crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Local media reported that those arrested included former legislators Wu Chai-wei, Eddie Chu, and long-haired Lung Kwok Hung. Civil Human Rights Front's Figo Chan was also among those arrested. The police accused them of inciting, organizing, and taking part in an unauthorized assembly, referring to the July 1st demonstrations in which thousands defied a protest ban and rallied in the streets against the national security law imposed on the city by Beijing the day before. Speaking to reporters after he was released on bail, Figo said Hong Kong authorities are oppressing dissidents by filing unreasonable charges. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday. The government says shots were fired after the staffers breached 2 checkpoints. Senior government official Redwan Hussein told reporters in Addis Ababa on Tuesday that the incident happened as the UN team tried to reach the Shamelba camp for Eritrean refugees. He said security forces opened fire when the UN staffers tried to pass through a 3rd checkpoint. Hussein also said the staffers were apprehended but have since been released. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the UN has seen the alarming reports and it is engaging at the highest levels to address the incident and avoid similar ones in the future. He said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Monday with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, but he would not confirm that the incident was discussed. Fans gathered in New York City's Central Park on Tuesday to remember John Lennon on the 40th anniversary of his death. The Beatle legend died when he was 40 years old after he was shot and killed by Mark David Chapman on the night of December 8th, 1980. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.